Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. I am thoroughly excited. I always get jazzed when I can have a guest on the line that has had so much publicity, courtesy of Nikan. And Lonnie and Wita Garrett have had that, and if you're not familiar with them, on pages 40 and 41 in the latest edition of Nikan Family Magazine is a fantastic story. So, Lonnie and Wita, thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to bless us on a Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
And because of you, your all's unique background, Wita, you're going to bless us this morning with something that we don't normally hear. I don't think we've ever in the, oh my goodness, the 12 years that I've been doing this call, I don't think we've ever had somebody start off this way. So the stage is yours.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, Nikan, in his hands. He's got you and me, Nikan, in his hands. He's got you and me, Nikan, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
See,
good morning.
Thank you so very much. Because for those of us out here on the West Coast who are just kind of wiping the sleepy out of our eyes and rolling out of bed, that was probably the best alarm clock that we could ever, ever have.
So, thank
you. Huge, huge blessing. So, you guys obviously, and I forget. Texans, I have to fix my vocabulary. You all, there we go, we'll get it, have a amazing background in church and music, and spending a few minutes with you guys, with y'all in San Diego, that comes out and it comes through, literally like getting hit by a Mack truck, because it just, it oozes from your pores. And I'm curious, because what it doesn't talk about in the magazine article to a certain extent was how your life crossed or intersected with Nikan. But I want to, just for the sake of the people who don't know you or are not familiar with your story, give us a little background on what life was like prior to Nikan for the Garrett.
Well, prior to this is on it. Prior to Nikan, we just like a regular family, went to church, went to certain jobs that never got us nowhere, and and we also tried several business prior to that, and But it was just a normal thing. You start and stop. So we were looking for something before we got to Nikan, and we were hoping and praying that something would come along that would change our lives and change our direction, not only with our personal life, but with our church life and the community. And so this is where we were. We were in a struggling mode trying to, get some accomplishments done. But we were getting into things that only last, a few years, and then they would fade out.
Now, Lonnie, I have to ask, because were these conventional business ventures, or were they other network marketing opportunities?
Some of both. Some were and some were not.
Okay, now, for the sake of the people that don't have a 30-plus tenure in this industry like I do, and I've been blessed with that, or maybe it's a curse, I'm not sure. I consider it a blessing. But there's a lot of opportunities out there that look really, really good. And then you said, I think you used the term, they phased out, or they fizzled out, or they just didn't last. Let's talk, just pick any one of those. And I don't want to do a history of network marketing or multi-level marketing, but it's part of your story. Pick one, and why did it disappear? Why did it go by the wayside?
Okay. Well, the ones that we were involved in, they hadn't really faded out, but we couldn't get into it. I think that's probably more profound. And we couldn't get into it, into our spirits, and then get the people. It's just a short interest. So it wasn't nothing that we could really build and get far in.
Well, and I can't help but think, when, again, looking back at the article, which I went through again this morning, the five pillars, healthy body, mind, family, and society, was that part of it, that you couldn't get people into it because it just didn't jive with what you guys were already doing?
Well, yes and no. One of the things with electricity, of course, you know, that's a big thing. But when a lot of companies started coming, we were kind of on the first end of it. And so when a lot of companies start opening up, then more competition, and people start dropping in and dropping out for every little reason that, you know, a company would offer, you know, that type thing. So you couldn't be steady and couldn't build a foundation on that for, you know, longevity.
So the loyalty factor, much like switching a cell phone company or...
Right.
What's the other one? Or switching your ISP, your internet address, you know, where you...
Yes.
People switch them all the time just because they found something that is more suitable.
Right.
However, I'm taking a guess that it's a little different story when you introduce them to something that creates a life change like NECAD.
Right. Right.
So was it a product experience, or did someone come along the line and said, hey, I've got a business opportunity for you that's unlike anything you've ever heard of before? What happened?
Well, the first thing, when I first heard about it, I really didn't hear the name of the company or anything. I was just invited to a summit in Austin, Texas. And I went to the summit in Austin, Texas, and I saw, I heard the testimonies of several people, and most of them were men. And when men would break down and cry about their experience, that really touched me. And then the person who invited me had an experience that I didn't really know of at the time, until we got down to the summit, and then I found out, you know, the results of some products that individual had used.
You know, I got to rewind here a little bit, Lonnie, because what you just talked about is you got invited to a summit, which is not a, we're not talking about a 90-minute evening presentation here.
No, it's not. I went blinded to this particular a summit as an invite, and the person just said, be there, I've already taken care of your fee, be there as my guest.
Okay, and that was a day commitment for you?
Yeah, it was a day, and then I only went one day, but it was a two-day event, but I only went one day.
Okay, and what you saw there, other than grown men crying, which is always a sight to see, because you have to, you know, you have to question whether or not they're sincere, but I know that, you know, when the NECAD wellness consultants, especially the men, get up on a stage and share things like what we've heard over the years of, you know, hey, I got my wife back, this is what happened to me, and after 50-some years of, you know, I mean, the stories go on and on.
Right.
Was there one in particular that jumped out at you?
Yes. Well, the individual that invited me down there was Donald Beckendorf, who lives next to my farm in Marlin, who had an experience with the tractor turning on top of him in the creek, who had invited me down, who I knew of his story that he had that accident, but I didn't know the results of what he was using to get him to be able to sit in the seat all day that day. So when I heard what he used from Nickin, that was a really convincing, because he was on 12 Vikings a day. And 2 months later, he was only on one, and, you know, and so that really caught my attention, that there was something without medication that could release the pain.
Okay. And you guys, are y'all dealing with, at that time, dealing with physical issues that all of a sudden that you just decided, hey, this is what we were looking for, because, you know, we necessarily don't take Vicodin, but... we know people are hurting, or what? What was the switch that flipped?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I was dealing with, a couple of things, was diabetes and high blood pressure. Those were a couple of things that I was dealing with. that I also, once I heard their testimonies, related to something that I had, so therefore, I decided that, you know, I would get in it and try some of the things.
Okay.
Then again, at that time, I had had surgery in 2005, and the incision would never close up and heal completely through and through. And so I had to have two or three other surgeries to try to back that one up, to try to get it restarted. And so when Lonnie got into this and it started helping him, then he asked me to try the water and then the magnetic blanket. And what wouldn't heal up in 5 years on my abdomen, then it healed up in 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. That shocked me. And my doctor.
Okay, and so what, you guys joined and you bought a few things for yourself, just purely looking to kind of check it out, and then all of a sudden...
Bought the whole thing at one time.
The whole thing?
Yes, the whole wellness.
Whole wellness.
Okay, now I have to rewind here a little bit more because I didn't take the vow of poverty when I graduated from Bible school and decided to go into the ministry. However, but most people associate those in the ministry with not having a lot of extra, you know, residual or dispensable income. So you guys bought the whole thing.
Yes,
I bought the whole thing because of the fact that, I had a little help with some friends, you know, to purchase the whole thing. We were talking one night to the same individuals and, they shared, and then I was letting them know that, you know, if it's going to help you, and I saw what I saw, I decided I'm going to get in it, you know, give all or none, so I went all. So the money was given to me.
I wasn't necessarily questioning the source of it. I just know that when you say all, you're talking about a wellness home. This is not a few dozen bucks here, but a few thousand.
Right.
When somebody makes that commitment. So what happened? Was it an overnight turnaround that you started seeing differences? I mean, as Rita, you just shared that all of a sudden after surgery and several follow-up surgeries, that things healing up in a matter of, you know, days rather than what it was going on. And I can't help but we talk to people all the time, and my father just went through a gallbladder surgery. And the surgeon looked at him prior, and I got to be there in the hospital room the night before, and he said, you know, Denny, you're going to be a dream to operate on. And he explained why, but a lot of it, and Dad didn't get this chance to share with him, is a lot of it that being proactive, wellness-wise, makes all the difference in the world. Your body just actually functions better. So what happened for you guys?
Okay, Lonnie's experience, experience and mine, we thought if we did the whole thing and we were going to be in business, we've got to live it.
Okay.
How can we tell anybody else that it works if we don't have the things in our home? So that was the reason I think that he pursued to get the entire thing from the, you know, the bed, the water, the air, and the whole food nutrition, the spot pain relievers and all that thing. So we just started using all of this. And so we're glad that we did, because now that we talk to people, we invite them over, and we use it on them while they're here. They feel better when they leave.
Sure. Well, I think that's the biggest thing about it, you know, sleep, water, air, nutrition, that once we have it, it's an entirely easier process to share with others. Was there one right at the get-go, an experience with a friend that you had over that you shared it with that was a deal-maker for you?
Yes, everybody's crazy about the water. Some still come by and just say, I just come to see you. Can I have some water? It's time for you to buy you a machine. So they're getting ready to do that. After this call, she's supposed to be over here so she can join the team.
Well, and I guess I asked the question, was there one person that you just, for either one of you or maybe both, that... You know, it's one thing for us to experience it ourselves because we want to have that experience, you know, if nothing else, if not for the business side of it, for the long term, but so that we can, at that point, know that we made a proper investment. And that being said, was there an individual that you saw back in those early days? Because we're not talking about 10 years ago. This is fairly recent for you.
Right.
Was there an incident that just you kind of tuck away as this is the thing that caused us to realize that we made the best decision possible?
Yes, my parents, they're in their 80s, and my mother is a nurse herself, 50 years, and my dad is a pastor of over 50 years, and their health is declining, and we were seeing what it was doing for us, so I started kind of sneaking some stuff in their house. You know, and just said, just try this, because, you know, at first, you know, him being a man of God, you know, he believed in divine healing, and he's that age, so it's hard to try something new. Of course, my mother was, she a nurse, but she loved nature. She loved natural stuff, because she's working with doctors side by side. She kind of sees some of the back end stuff, and so she was open to it. And they are doing just wonderful at 81 and 82 right now because of the bed, the water, the insoles, the nutrition. I got it all on them. Now, even just last week, she was dealing with vertigo. She got the stuff at home. I told her what to put on and what to wear and whatever, and so she hadn't had another attack.
Wow.
So it's a blessing to us.
Well, and that's one of the things that actually, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we hear that all the time from people that are 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even in their 90s. There's a gentleman up in Seattle who's 91, 92 now, and I mean he's slower than somebody who's, you know, a teenager, obviously, but he just, his energy level when you get in front of him, the glow, the aura, whatever you want to describe it, is just fantastic for maintaining wellness in our upper years. What I'm curious, for those of us who don't understand what vertigo is, you know, for your mom, what do you normally utilize to deal with that?
Okay, we use the spot power patches behind her ear, the CM cream on her temples, and her having the power band necklace on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has the bed, of course, so when she lay in the bed and the pillow is there and she's on the magnetic, then it also triggers, you know, put things back in perspective.
Okay.
But while she was standing up, it just hit her real hard with dizziness and whatever and nausea, and then she fell. And it just so happened, my sister was talking to her on the phone when it happened. So, you know, that kind of scared her pretty bad.
Okay. And being a totally different direction of a question that I have to ask, you've got three beautiful, amazing kids. And did they, when you all came home and you decided to share this with them or tell them that you were doing something, yet another network marketing opportunity here, something different, what was their reaction?
Oh, their reaction? Well, they're all grown and out the house, so.
Okay. I mean, so that's different, but when they heard that mom and dad were, you know, using crazy magnets from Japan or, you know, drinking water, well, I mean, nobody drinks tap water in Texas, so that's not really that different. But sleeping on magnets, did they get any, you know, major reaction from them?
One of the things that I think that attracted them the most was the water. You know, by being young people, it has not really hit them the power of the magnet itself and the health, because they are young people. That's already energetic, and all of our children are really energetic already. So it's more of a uphill journey with them to convince them. Once they saw us get the stuff, they are very happy for us. You know, at our age, you know, it's all like, you know, you are from another generation, and we are from this generation, but we are happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at least they were supportive.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They're members.
Okay. And I want to, with the time we have remaining, one of the greatest challenges that I know that people who are involved in any type of volunteer activity, the rules of the game are that 80% of the work, whether it's a volunteer organization, ministry, church, 80% of the activity is always done by 20% of the individuals. And it's the same way financially, that 80% of the income or monies that are derived in any ministry setting or volunteer or nonprofit comes from 20% of the people. So the reason I state that is I'm curious how y'all have been able to navigate the balance of the five pillars of health, being in ministry, figuring out how do we, as you said, you know, my father being a pastor, he always believes that God is the one that brings our healing and God brings the restoration and wellness in our body. So how do we segue and say to folks, hey, you know, maybe God's in this for you. I mean, what's your strategy? How do you share it with other people? Give us some of the tips that you've used, because y'all have been 2 years running now among the top 10 retailers in North America. And what do you do? What do you say to people? What questions do you ask? You know?
One thing, you know, we stand on a scripture, 3 John 1 and 2, that said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper." And that puts it all in a nutshell for us, naturally and spiritually, since we're ministers also.
Mm-hmm.
So we adopted this as a part of our ministry with the Word of God. And so, you know, when people say that they don't believe in it, you know, I said, "Well, do you believe the medicine that you're taking that's harming your body, you think that's God's will?"
Okay.
You kind of have to give them a little lesson sometimes. You know, this is a creative God thing here, you know. Yeah, the earth revolves around magnets and your energy, and put these two things together, you know, your body heals naturally. You know, so sometimes you have to kind of give them a little, you know, a little lesson on that.
Okay. So just helping people understand the consequences of a choice of going, you know, Western medicine. And has that been that, I mean, when people say, well, you know, I'm dealing with a back issue and you're telling me I got to, you know, buy a magnet, you know, a pad for $100 or a whole sleep system. Again, I'm curious on the retail side of things, because this, in the network marketing industry, and especially in Meekin, I hear more and more of people that, well, you know, I just always, you know, give it to my friends at my cost. That's something that I don't suspect that y'all do very often.
Not all the time. Very seldom we do that, because it's a business. I keep reminding my wife that this is a business. It's not friendship time. It's a business. And when you go into business, you're into business, because, in other words, it has a money side, because in the five pillars of health, the last one is healthy finance. They'll never heal our finance by giving it all away on the wrong side like that.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that's where you have to go forward and keep in your own mind that it is a business, it's not a hobby.
Okay, that's, even though my husband says that, and that is true, and I'm trying to break myself from, you know, ministry and business. Because when I see somebody hurting, and, you know, and I think, try this sample, you know, and then sometimes some of them are repeaters. You know, I still have this backache. Do you have another one of those samples? So, you know, that's where I have to draw the line at, hey, listen, I got this for sale here. This, you know, so... Hey, you're going to make me start selling these samples if you keep coming back like this.
Well, I mean, a power patch at $1.50 versus a MagFlex at $100 are two totally different, you know, we're talking two totally different things.
It is.
So what do you, I have to ask the question, to be in the top 10, you know, retailers, again, 2 years running, do y'all just talk to everybody that you cross paths with, or where do you get your leads? Where are you getting your contacts? Because retail volume, in order to be in that category, in that position, this is you directly making contact with other people while you're building your organization, and I know there's a balance to them. What do you say? What questions do you ask?
Okay, let's back up for just a moment. Okay, we are the in the top 10 recruiters.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then that so what that does, when we recruit people, we let them know about the value of the membership. And from there, you know, you're going to go through a lot of people getting a membership, but a very few people will build the business. And you go back then to the 80-20. You know, 80% of the people going to buy, you know, that will get a membership will not do the business. Only that 20%, and sometimes it's less than that. So what I try to do is to get them to see the value of the membership, and that puts you into a recruiting mode that they can have the opportunity to buy at any time. And in doing that, I'm looking at the future, because everybody don't make up their mind on the first buy. So they may come back later. It's like to do with Sam's or Costco. They have a membership they can keep going and getting what they want.
Okay. Okay. So it really is, as Wita said earlier, you know, reminding people that this is a solution that's healthy. It's not going to destroy the body. And
right.
Then at the same time, educating folks on the value of the membership.
Right.
Yeah, because we have that, and your numbers are dead on. That, and I have been in the last few years really reluctant to allow people to join because I say no, listen, if you're going to become a member at Costco or Sam's, I don't think you'd go pay that money and not shop there. So I forbid you. I absolutely forbid you from laying out $60 and not using it because that's a waste.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, even somebody who, and I've mentioned this many times before, even somebody who, you know, is looking at the waterfall, oh, yes, if you run the numbers, they'll come out dead even with sales tax and everything included if they buy the membership. Well, what's the point of that if that's all they're going to do?
Right.
$11 a month to replace those filters when they need changing every 3 months or every 90 days, depending on their water consumption. I mean, that's the retail cost minus the shipping. It comes out to $11 a month. And most people don't bat an eye about that. They just don't. They're thinking, that's cheap. That's way cheaper than bottled water.
Right.
But is there one thing that you would, to be in that top recruiter category, and thank you, Lonnie, for correcting me on that, what would you encourage other people to up their recruiting to really take advantage of the peakful equity that we all have, because we're all in contact with people unless we're a hermit living in a cave. How do you up the numbers on that?
Well, what I would recommend is when you get someone to see the program. See, a lot of time we leave stuff out, like what's the business. So you push the business, and as you push the business, you tell them what the business is about. And then you give them a choice, just because they say no that day doesn't mean no. It means not now for everything. So each time that I sell a membership, on my end of it, I'm looking forward to a future business partner. Even though they're saying, you know, I don't have the money now, but later on they may do that. And so you get everything you can, but each time you sell a membership, try to sell some product with it so that you will get something out of that particular case.
Okay. So it really goes back to something that I know Dennis and Ruth Williams said 20 years ago, 21 years ago now. Actually, this was the month they got started back in 1991, of introducing people. The average order, I think, was $300-some of people that they introduced to Neekin, and give them those choices, let them experience the products, and then kind of see where they go from there. Some will stick and some won't. And if 80% of the people don't, I mean, that's a large number, but at least they're going to be making a difference in their homes as far as the amount of medications they're taking. And and you heard this comment by Roger Drummer as well in San Diego a few weeks ago, that 20 years of research and discovery in the arena of the cardiovascular world as far as heart disease. And what was used to be the number two killer is now the number one killer in America. We haven't made any advances, and yet simple solutions that Neekin has can turn, things around in a matter of days. Lonnie, I have to ask, being with you had opened up to our conversation about with diabetes and blood pressure, how are your numbers today?
Well, my numbers are doing real good. As I said, even when I first got in the first 2 months with the water and the MagSteps, I was able to cut my diabetes in half. You know, anything that, changes for the health, you have to work it with not only just the product, but also with the change of life and change of food and change of exercise. So that included in that together, I'm doing great.
Okay. And when we visited a few weeks ago face-to-face, I did notice that there's a skinnier version of Lonnie that's coming out.
Right. And
yeah.
That has to do with, drinking the water, exercising, and the whole, pretty well the whole thing. But the main thing is exercising, eating right, and watching yourself.
And I would imagine, I keep thinking of all these questions I asked you guys, but I would imagine that having the five pillars of health and the healthy, the humans being more philosophy has definitely impacted your mindset on that compared to what other companies don't have.
Right, because this company here, the main thing is they're asking you, what do you want out of life? And that's the reverse of what America, a job and all that has, been done. Most of the job want to know, what can you do for them? When I see the five pillars of health, here with Nikon, that's the thing that, when you look at that, you are trying to get each one of those accomplished.
So when you're basically healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, is really that's what we should be asking more and more people that.
Right.
Hey, what do you want to accomplish with your life? Which one
right.
of those? Okay. I kind of knew a lot of the answers to these questions before I even dialed you guys in this morning, but because again, the magazine article does a fantastic job, but I appreciate the fact that y'all are living it. That whole five pillars of health and the humans being more concept is oozing from every ounce of your being. And I know that this is just the start of a very long, long, prosperous journey. And I never did ask you, and I know the answer to this question, but I know you reside in Texas. What city are you in again?
We reside in Waco, Texas, but our ministry is in Marlin, Texas, which is also our hometown.
Okay.
That's just 28 miles south of Waco.
Okay, so you're not in a huge metropolis, which I think is even more wonderful because you've been able to build this. And it's also, what's the population of Marlin?
5,000 and a few hundred. It used to be 12 and 13,000, but it's whittled down to 5,000 or something.
And why did it whittle down to that much?
Well, people moving out and going different, bigger places, and people dying out and few coming in, and all of that.
Okay. So even in a dying or in a reduction town, you all have been able to make this thing go.
Yes, 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 and surrounding areas, and we do reach out into other states, so
mm-hmm.
Got to spread it out.
Okay. Well, hey, I want to thank you again for taking, 30 minutes out of your schedule. You guys have been a huge, huge blessing, and there I go. Y'all have been a huge blessing. I just need to get back to Texas. That's what I need to do, and then I can get my vocabulary all squared away, and I'll quit saying this, you guys, or you guys.
That's all right. We used to it.
But thank you again. For those of you who may have joined the call late and you missed the blessing of having Weta share in song, you need to catch the recording of that, and it's been Lonnie and Weta Garrett. And just as a reminder, if you want to read their story and use their story to share with others, the latest issue of the Nikon Family Magazine, page 40 and 41, and this is a great tool, by the way. I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. For 70 cents a copy, not including shipping, I think is what they cost us, this is a fantastic introductory tool to hand to somebody and say, hey, I thought of you when I was reading this article the other day, or you had mentioned about this, And it, here, I earmarked it. Here, just fold it over and hand it to him. Say, just read this article. No, I don't expect you to read anything else. And it's kind of a reverse psychology, because when you tell people, I don't want you to read anything else, chances are they'll end up reading the whole magazine.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But awesome article on you guys. Thank you for just doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
It's been a huge blessing. And I want to remind folks that if you have somebody that you think this would be a blessing to them to hear what Lonnie and Weta have shared, SaturdayAMLive.com, that's www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all of our recordings are. Now, there's going to be a little catch on this one, is because Steve Crowfoot, who records our calls, is on a cruise. He hasn't been on a cruise, I don't think he's ever been on a cruise. And so for their anniversary, they are sailing today. And so this call was not recorded that way, but we have recorded it via the conference call system. And I will get that information out, how to access that, just as soon as I figure out how to access it. So it's a work in progress. But Lonnie and Weta got to be the first ones to do it that way. So thank you again to y'all, the Garretts, and have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and we will catch up with you next time, next Saturday, same time, same place, when we have Ron and Connie D'Amico, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about them, but we'll bid you all farewell, and we're going to end this recording. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and a wonderful, wonderful December.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.